Pinna.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, my name is Adam Gidwitz. I'm an author. I'm also a storyteller. I like telling all kinds of stories, but I especially like telling grim fairy tales. You may think you know grim fairy tales, and you may think that they are sweet and boring. But listen, those tales you heard were the cute, happy, little kid bedtime versions of the grim tales. The original grim fairy tales aren't like that at all. They're weird. And sometimes gross, and often scary. In other words, they're grim. And I'm about to host a virtual storytelling session and tell one of the original grim tales to a bunch of kids. Do you want to join me? Do you want to hear a grim fairy tale? I don't know if you said yes or no because I can't hear you, so let me help you decide. On a scale of grim, grimmer, and grimmest, the story I'm going to tell today is grim. There is some blood, and there is the threat of death by thumb clamps. But otherwise, this story is more funny than scary. Still, if I get to a part of the story and you start to feel scared or uncomfortable, this is what you could do. You could turn down the volume and count to five. Then turn the volume back up. If it still seems like a part you don't want to hear, turn it down and count to five again. You know how much weird and gross and scary you're ready for. You know what you need. Okay, I'm about to join the session. There are kids inside waiting to hear a grim fairy tale. So, are you coming in? Grim, grimmer. Grimmest.
All right. Well, you guys have been waiting for a while, but now we are ready. So.
Yay.
Woohoo! Woo! This story is a story by the Brothers Grimm, and it is called The Golden Goose.
Once upon a time, there was a king. This king had a daughter, so stone cold serious, she never, ever laughed. Not as a baby, not as a kid, not as a teenager, never.
What?
Right?
That sounds depressing.
It does sound depressing.
So the king issued a decree, which means he made an announcement. And the decree said...
Any guesses? What do you think the decree said? What did the king announce?
I think it said that if anybody can make my daughter laugh, they can marry her.
How did you know that?
Every good fairy tale basically has that.
And the decree said,
whosoever can make my daughter, the princess, laugh, can marry her.
Because in Grimm fairy tales, kings are always promising that people can marry their daughters without ever even asking their daughters. Not fair, right?
Agreed.
Well, upon hearing this decree, all the princes and lords and knights and even some hotshot court jesters traveled from all over the world and tried their luck at making the princess laugh. They sang songs.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
They told jokes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ach.
Ach who?
Gazoonside. Get it? Get it?
And they made fart noises. But believe it or not, the princess never even cracked a smile. Meanwhile, on the outskirts of the king's kingdom, there lived a family with three sons. The eldest son was named Fritz, the middlest son was named Hans, and the youngest son was named Dreamy. Well, Dreamy wasn't his real name, but Dreamy walked around dreaming of stories or the stars or a riddle he had heard once years ago and still never solved. Dreamy's family had started calling him Dreamy a long time ago, and now everyone forgot what his real name was.
Anyone have a guess as what his real name was?
Fred.
Fred.
Everyone thinks it's Fred. Okay. Maybe his real name was Fred, but they called him Dreamy. So that's what we are going to call him, too.
So there was Fritz, Hans, and Dreamy. One day, the father told his eldest son, Fritz, to go into the forest to chop some firewood. The mother put a fine pancake and a bottle of cider in a sack. Fritz hefted the sack and an axe over his shoulder, and off he went. When Fritz reached the edge of the forest, there was an old gray dwarf standing in the middle of the path. The dwarf said to Fritz,
I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm awfully hungry and terribly thirsty. Would you give me a piece of your pancake and a sip of your cider?
But Fritz scoffed.
Give you my pancake and my cider? Then there won't be enough for me. Get out of my way!
Fritz pushed past the dwarf.
How greedy.
Right?
Rude.
Super rude.
As Fritz passed the dwarf, without sharing any of his meal, his eyes fell on a beautiful silver-barked tree. That would be the tree he cut down for firewood. So he took his axe from his shoulder, pulled it behind him, and swung as hard as he could.
Yow!
Fritz's axe had missed the tree and buried itself deep in his arm. With blood spurting everywhere, Fritz hurried home, where his mother bandaged him up.
Is this supposed to be child appropriate?
It's supposed to be, but it's probably not, and I apologize.
You should.
Well, the family still needed firewood, so the father turned to the middlest son, Hans, and told him to take the axe, which was now kind of bloody, out into the forest. The mother put a pancake and a bottle of cider in a sack. Hans threw the sack and the axe over his shoulder and set out on his way. At the edge of the forest, standing in the middle of the path, Hans encountered the old gray dwarf.
There was no dwarf, there was a gray dwarf.
I'm glad to hear your opinion on that subject. Unfortunately, you are incorrect, ma'am. It's a dwarf.
I'm sorry to bother you,
the dwarf said to Hans.
But I am awfully hungry and terribly thirsty. Would you give me a piece of your pancake and a sip of your cider?
Hans scoffed.
Why would I share my pancake and cider with you? I have wood to chop.
Hans left the dwarf standing there and made his way toward the same beautiful silver-barked tree his brother had tried to chop down. Hans raised his axe and swung it around. Hans had buried his axe deep in his leg. He hopped home, crying and leaving a trail of blood on the forest floor behind him.
Is that supposed to be karma for not giving the man pancakes and drink?
What an interesting thought. Is it supposed to be karma? What does karma mean?
It means that it's basically like if you did something bad to someone else, something will happen to you that you don't want to happen.
Maybe it was karma. Anyone have a different explanation for why they keep chopping their bodies?
Because they're very clumsy and they don't like their limbs.
Maybe.
I think that's that dwarf put a curse on them.
Interesting.
A karma curse.
A karma curse. I like it.
Sure.
When Hans got home, his mother bandaged his leg. Then Dreamy stood up and said,
"Let me go and chop the wood."
Everyone objected. If Fritz and Hans had nearly cut their own arms and legs off out there, Dreamy was liable to start swinging the axe, start thinking up a story mid-swing, and chop his own head off. They all told him at once what a bad idea it was for him to go.
He's the last person that should be going into the woods by himself.
Dreamy, come on.
But Dreamy was already thinking about chopping that wood, and he barely heard his family over the sound of his own thoughts, which was typical. So the mother reluctantly packed Dreamy a pancake, not a tasty one, but a pancake made of water and ashes, because she was so angry that he was going, and a bottle of old cider that had soured a long time ago. He hefted the sack and the axe over his shoulder, and off he went. When Dreamy reached the edge of the forest, he came across the old gray dwarf, standing in the middle of the path.
"Give me a piece of your pancake and a sip of your cider. I'm awfully hungry and terribly thirsty."
Dreamy was surprised to meet this old gray dwarf. He'd never met one of those before. He was quite interested. So he said,
"All I have is a pancake made of ashes and some sour old cider. But if that's all right with you, we could share it."
How is Dreamy different from his brothers?
He's kind. Really
totally.
Kind.
Yep.
And he likes to dream about kind stuff, maybe.
So the old gray dwarf and Dreamy sat down to eat. And somehow, the ash pancake actually tasted mighty fine. And the cider was as sweet as could be. When the two had finished eating, the dwarf thanked Dreamy and said,
"Since you have so kindly shared your lunch with me, I'm going to share something good with you. See that silver bark tree over there? Just go chop it down, and you will find a little special something waiting for you on the stump."
So Dreamy walked over to the beautiful silver barked tree, swung the axe behind his head, and did not start composing a story and chop his own head off. Instead, with a single chop, the tree came crashing down. There on the stump sat a goose with feathers of pure gold.
Oh, wow.
The goose was beautiful. It was amazing, like something from a dream. Dreamy had never seen anything like it. Now, Dreamy didn't care for gold all that much, but he was very interested in this goose. He picked it up, looked at it, and started wondering how a living thing could have feathers of gold. He thanked the old gray dwarf, forgot all about gathering wood, and started for home with the golden goose under his arm. But by now the sun was setting, and it was too dark to find the path home. As it happens, there was an inn nearby, nestled in the woods. Dreamy decided he ought to spend the night there, lest he get lost. This inn was run by three sisters. Dreamy pushed open the door of the inn, and the three sisters turned and gasped. They wanted that golden goose. A lot.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something about me right now. When I go into a video game store, I want everything. It's this crazy feeling that comes over me. I can literally feel it in my chest. I want and I want and I want. The word, I think, is covet. I covet every game in that store. I want that and I want that and I want them all.
You could just buy all of them.
I could, but the thing is I never buy things in a video game store because I get easily addicted to video games, and then I just play the video games all the time, and I would never write another Grimm fairy tale for you guys for the rest of my life, and I can't let that happen. So I don't buy any video games because it would be a problem for me. But is there anything in your lives that you feel that way about, that you want so much that you covet?
Legos.
I know that feeling. Tell me about it. You see the boxes, and what happens?
I want to get them all.
I feel that way too, actually.
Well, all three sisters coveted that amazing, beautiful, golden goose. So they decided to kidnap it while Dreamy was asleep. In the middle of the night, the eldest sister crept into Dreamy's room and grabbed the goose. She took it downstairs to her sisters and put it down on a table. Or she tried to put it down on a table. You see, she realized that her hands were stuck to the goose.
Help! I'm stuck!
Now, the middlest sister coveted the golden goose, too, and she didn't understand why the eldest sister wouldn't put it down. So she tried to grab the golden goose from her sister. But when the middlest sister put her hands on it, she found that she was stuck, too.
I can't get my hands off this goose!
Well, the youngest sister tried to grab it from the two older ones, and she...
got stuck.
You got, stuck.
Too.
I think it's karma again, because they wanted to kidnap the goose.
That is fascinating.
The youngest sister also became attached to the goose.
Help! Get it off! I'm stuck!
And the three were forced to spend the night sleeping on the floor, all cradling the golden goose.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Come morning, Dreamy took the goose in his arms and set out on his journey home, not noticing that there were three young women stuck to it.
Really?
That's just how Dreamy was.
So the sisters had to run after Dreamy as he walked, constantly dodging rocks and trees and brambles, lunging left and right, forced to go wherever his legs took them. The sisters cried out for Dreamy to stop and help them.
Unglue us!
Hey, can't you see us? Help!
But Dreamy was thinking about the golden goose and the old gray dwarf and a story he thought he might write about it all. He couldn't even hear the sisters over the sound of his imagination. Well, you can imagine that Dreamy's family was quite surprised when he arrived home. First of all, since he'd been gone all night, they'd figured he really had chopped his own head off. But they were especially surprised that he had returned with a golden goose that had three sisters attached to it.
Three sisters?
That's right.
Oh, so there are three sisters and three brothers? I mean...
What do you think's gonna happen?
I don't know.
I think that, like, the two top sisters, like, the oldest sisters are going to fall in love with that oldest brother, and the smallest sister is going to fall in love with the littlest brother.
And they're going to marry.
You guys have listened to a lot of Grimm fairy tales.
As soon as Fritz, the eldest brother, saw the eldest sister, he figured he would marry her. And as soon as Hans, the middlest brother, saw the middlest sister, he figured he would marry her. So Hans approached the middlest sister and, gazing lovingly into her eyes, leaned forward to kiss her hand. The middlest sister screamed.
Wait, don't!
But it was too late.
What do you think happened?
He got stuck.
Which part of him?
Hand. His lips.
Yeah, his lips got stuck to her hand.
So he can't eat her.
Well, I guess it's like everlasting love. It really brings out the expression.
This everlasting love is the expression. Love it.
That's gross.
So Hans's lips were stuck to the middlest sister's hand. Now, Fritz did not understand why his brother was kissing this young woman's hand for such an embarrassingly long time. It made them all look ridiculous, and Fritz did not want to look ridiculous in front of the eldest sister because he was pretty sure he was going to marry her. Fritz said,
"Stop it, Hans!"
But Hans didn't stop it, because he couldn't. All Hans could say was, So Fritz strode over to Hans and grabbed his head and tried to yank him away.
What happened?
He got magic.
He got stuck.
Got stuck too.
Oh. Karma!
At least Fritz can eat.
Fritz's hands got stuck to his brother's head.
Help! Mother, help me!
Fritz cried. But he shouldn't have done that, because his mother sprang into action. She grabbed Fritz's arms with both of her hands and tried to yank him off of his brother. The father shouted,
Wait! Don't do it!
And he grabbed the mother by the waist and tried to pull her back. Too late.
Super karma!
Super karma.
I feel like the rest of the story is just going to be a train of people touching the people, and then just it's going to be a long choo-choo train of just people getting dragged all over the floor.
And that's a really good guess.
So, the father's hands were stuck to the mother's waist.
Hey!
The mother's hands were stuck to the eldest brother's arm.
I'm stuck!
The eldest brother's hands were stuck to the sides of the middlest brother's head.
Stop kissing her!
The middlest brother's lips were stuck to the middlest sister's hand. And the eldest, middlest, and youngest sisters were all stuck to the golden goose.
What's going on?
At first, Dreamy didn't notice. Because he still wasn't stuck to anyone or anything.
Oh, I know why. Because they just wanted the gold, and he didn't want the gold. He just wanted the, like, goose as, like, a pet or something.
That's a fascinating idea.
Everyone who was stuck to the goose called and shouted and pleaded with Dreamy so much that he finally saw what was going on. He was quite surprised to see seven people all glued to each other and to the golden goose. He tried to pry them off, but he couldn't. He also didn't get stuck himself, somehow. Dreamy started wondering whether this could be a chemical issue, a zoological phenomenon, or magic. While everyone else stood around complaining and begging him to do something.
Oh, Dreamy!
What are you doing?
Finally, Dreamy said,
I'll take you all to see the old gray dwarf. He'll know what to do.
You mean the dwarf that made me chop my own arm?
Said Fritz, because he'd finally figured out about karma and dwarf curses.
That's a terrible idea!
The father agreed.
I don't want to see a dwarf. I want to see a doctor.
Or a magician,
said the mother.
Or a goose butcher,
added the middlest sister. The eldest sister said,
we should go to the palace. Someone there will know what to do.
This seemed like the most reasonable idea yet. So they all ignored Dreamy and started walking through the forest to the palace. Which was not easy, because can you imagine 8 people all attached to a golden goose trying to walk at the same time?
Move it!
As they were approaching the castle, the king and the princess happened to be out on a royal stroll.
You remember the princess, right? What was the deal with the princess again?
She couldn't laugh.
The king and the princess were surrounded by princes and lords and jesters, all trying to make the princess laugh, which was not working. One duke was finishing a knock-knock joke for the king.
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who?
Moo! That was good. Wasn't that good, daughter? Are you laughing? A little? No? She's not laughing.
The princess sighed and looked away from the crowd of not very funny suitors, off into the distance, where she saw the strangest thing. A young man and a golden goose, and 3 young women stuck to the goose, and another young man with his lips stuck to one of the young women's hands, and a 3rd young man dangling from the kissing guy's head, and a mother hanging onto that young man's arm, and a father being dragged along behind. And all of them were yanking and pulling and shouting at each other.
She's gonna laugh. She's gonna laugh.
And the princess burst out laughing for the very first time in her life. The princess laughed and laughed and laughed. It was like a dam breaking and the water that had been held back so long finally rushing out. The king ordered his guards to grab the goose and its followers and bring them over to him.
Don't let them out of your grasp.
It's gonna get stuck.
When the group arrived before the king and the princess, the guards were now stuck too. And the princess was laughing uncontrollably. Eventually, wiping the tears of laughter from her eyes, the princess said,
who is responsible for this?
The brothers, sisters, mother, and father all looked at Dreamy. Dreamy put down the goose and, nervously, raised his hand. And the princess said,
I shall marry you.
What?
Said the king.
What?
Said Fritz.
What?
Said the mother.
What?
Said the father.
What?
Said the eldest sister.
What?
Said the middlest sister.
What?
Said the youngest sister.
Hmm?
Said Hans.
Really?
Said the king, looking at the dreamy fool who had dragged a golden goose and 7 stuck people out of the forest.
Are you sure?
Fritz tried to convince her not to.
Your Majesty, don't! He's a good-for-nothing dreamer! He will embarrass you, your father, and this kingdom! Just look! He got us all stuck to this ridiculous goose!
Hans agreed.
Mm-hmm.
But the princess said,
I don't care. He made me laugh. It feels good. So I shall marry him. Right, father?
Well, suddenly the king was having second thoughts. He didn't want his daughter to marry some fool from the woods who would embarrass her, his kingdom, and worst of all, himself.
Worst of all, him? The king is selfish.
He's selfish and doesn't care about anyone.
But himself.
So the king raised all sorts of objections.
You can't marry this guy. He's not noble. Sure, he made you laugh, but come on now, the duke's knock-knock joke was pretty good. I won't allow it. Don't do this to me. I mean to you.
The princess glowered at her father.
You issued a decree, and now for the first time in my life, I actually want to follow it.
She smiled at Dreamy. For once, he was paying attention. He smiled back. But the king was not giving up.
Well, now I'm issuing another decree. You, Dreamy, until you put an end to this ridiculous scene, you may not marry my daughter.
So Dreamy tried again to pry the 3 sisters' hands from the goose.
Ow!
But he could not. He tried to pry Hans's lips from the middle sister's hand. He could not. He tried to pry Fritz's hands off of Hans's head, his mother's hands off of Fritz, and his father's hands off of his mother, and the guards off of all of them. He could not. At last, he said,
I need to go to the woods. I'll be right back.
This is a strange time to go pee, young man.
I'm not going pee. I have to go see a dwarf.
We'll go to the woods, if you must. But let me warn you. If you are not back by sundown, I will hang every member of this cockamamie troop by their thumbs until they are dead. And you too, for attempting to steal my daughter and embarrass the throne.
Why would they hang the poor innocent goose?
Yeah, good question.
Everyone attached to the goose began crying and wailing at once. And the princess spun on her father furiously.
Now that I actually want to follow your stupid decree and marry the man who made me laugh, you're going to kill the guy?
Dreamy said to the princess,
Don't worry, I'll be right back. Please don't let your dad kill anyone.
I'll try.
The king scoffed.
Good luck,
said Hans.
Yeah, Hans, I agree,
said Fritz.
We're relying on Dreamy to save us? We're definitely going to die.
Dreamy went back to the forest. The old gray dwarf was standing there, just as he always was, which was a great relief because Dreamy didn't have much time. He told the dwarf everything that had happened, which made the dwarf laugh and laugh. Then the dwarf said,
Come closer. Let me whisper in your ear.
Dreamy leaned right next to the dwarf's mouth, and the dwarf told Dreamy how everyone, stuck to the goose, could be freed. And Dreamy began to laugh, too.
Okay. Thank you, dwarf!
Dreamy cried, and he ran back to the castle as fast as he could. The sun was beginning to set. The last rays of light were filtering through the trees.
Why does he have to hurry up? What will happen?
Goose might explode, and they might all die.
Well, they might all die, but I don't think it's because the goose is going to explode. I think it's because the king threatened to hang them all by their thumbs until they were dead, right?
Yes.
When Dreamy arrived in the square where the king and the princess and all the people stuck to the golden goose were waiting, the sun had just about disappeared behind the houses, and the king's servants were preparing the thumb clamps.
Too late,
the king bellowed.
The only thing you're in time for is your own death.
But the princess said,
The sun isn't down yet.
Just then, everything got very dark.
There. Now it's down.
The princess turned to Dreamy.
Dreamy, can you free these people from this golden goose?
And Dreamy said,
No.
Everyone attached to the goose started to wail and cry at once.
I cannot free them,
said Dreamy.
Only they can do that.
And everyone, at the exact same time, said,
Huh?
Dreamy told them what the old gray dwarf had told him.
There's no magic in that golden goose. It's just a goose with golden feathers. All you have to do is let go.
The king and the princess and all the dukes and lords and jesters stared at the three sisters, the two sons, the mother and the father, and the two guards who were stuck to the goose.
Nothing is holding you but your desire. Just let go.
So the eldest sister let go. And then the middlest sister let go. And then the youngest sister let go. And then Hans stopped kissing the middlest sister's hand. And Fritz took his hands off of Hans's head.
Phew.
And the mother let go of Fritz's arm.
Woo-wee.
And the father let go of the mother's waist.
Phew.
And the guards let go of whomever and whatever they were holding on to.
It wasn't magic. We were just holding on to it.
Well, that was silly, said Hans.
And the princess laughed. And Dreamy laughed. And the king started laughing too. And the princess and Dreamy were married, and the king didn't even mind very much. And for the rest of their lives, the golden goose was their favorite pet. But no one ever touched it again. Just in case. The end.
All right, can someone explain to me what happened? Why were they all stuck to the goose?
Like, they wanted something, and their desire to want that thing, like, made them hold on to the goose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like any karma magic, which I'm kind of sad about that. But they just wanted the goose. They just wanted the goose so much that they couldn't let go, or they thought the other person would get the goose.
Interesting.
Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest is a Pinna original production, created, written, and narrated by me, Adam Gidwitz, author of A Tale Dark and Grim, co-written by Allie Horn, produced and edited by Ilana Milner, casting by Paula Gammon-Wilson, voice direction by Ilana Milner and Paula Gammon-Wilson, sound design and mixing by Beat Street NYC, executive produced by Anne Richards, production support by Ashley Beecher and Thaddeus Danqua, characters voiced by Colin Ryan, Darius Johnson, Francesca Kahlo, Jason Udall, Jenny Harney Fleming, Kristen Sullivan, Nicholas Korda, Sarah Hirsch, and Walker Vreeland. Special thanks to all the kids who joined us for our storytelling sessions. You guys are awesome.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, parents. We are so grateful that our show is one of your family's picks for entertainment and education. So we can continue to make the kind of shows you like to listen to, we've created a short survey, and we'd love it if you could take a minute to answer a few questions. To take the survey, just go to realm.fm/kids. And as a thank you, you'll be entered to win a prize pack from one of our shows. Thanks, and happy listening.